Welcome in to Daily Tap for Friday, January 19th. Happy Friday. We're here. We've made it. If you had a short week, if you had a long week, we are ready to go. Championship weekend is here, and the Daily Tap is going to get you ready in a little different way. We're going to break down the games with predictions and just overall thoughts tomorrow. So look forward to that. That's going to be part of the Saturday podcast. But today, we're going to talk about the best optimal Super Bowl matchups. And that's kind of where we're at. And now I know Packer fans are going to say, well, of course, I just want the Eagles to win. That's all I want is the Eagles to win this football game. I need the Eagles to win. I'm right there with you. If the Vikings win, it is going to be a very depressing Daily Tap on Monday. And we're going to all have to lick our wounds, and we're all going to have to talk about it, and it's okay. But this is going to just look at it from an overall, I'm going to get on my Big J hat, and we're going to look at it from just what would be the best games, what would have the most storylines, what would have that. That is what we're looking at. We're not necessarily looking at what matters, because if I had it my way, it'd kind of be like making the band with Dylon when you're asking who's the best rapper alive. Who is the team you want in the Super Bowl? The Eagles, the Eagles, the Eagles, the Eagles. Oh, yeah, and the Eagles. That would be it. Other than that, I don't really care who they play, just as long as it's the Eagles. So starting out at number four, I would give that to the Jacksonville-Philly matchup. So Jacksonville-Philadelphia would be one of the more weirder Super Bowls I think that we have ever encountered. I think you have Blake Bortles versus Nick Foles, 2 weeks of that, two great defenses. A lot of people will try to sell it on the great defenses. The worries about the ratings would definitely be real. It would probably be one of the lowest rated Super Bowls of all time. I'm sure that would be the final kind of cherry on top of a bad season for Roger Goodell. But I will say this, just keep this in mind if it somehow ends up becoming Philly and Jacksonville. St. Louis and Tennessee was the 1999 Super Bowl. It was a Super Bowl that a lot of people were like, what? Tennessee and St. Louis? What? Like, these two teams just, you know, Tennessee, both had moved, both had relocated. Tennessee coming from Houston, St. Louis coming from Los Angeles, and then moved back and all that jazz. But they were both sort of out of complete nowhere, and they end up both making the Super Bowl, and the game was awesome. I mean, Kevin Dyson gets stopped at the one. It was the first good Super Bowl that we've had in a long time, because Super Bowls for a while had just been blowouts and Donnybrooks, and they weren't really worth it. It's only been recent trends that these Super Bowls have actually been worth a damn. So fact of the matter is we actually got a great Super Bowl that year. So who knows? Maybe a Philly-Jacksonville Super Bowl could provide us with there still would be the angle of, could Jacksonville turn it around from going worst to first and win the whole thing? And I think there's that allure. And with Philadelphia, it's the, you know, they haven't won a title. They've never won a Super Bowl. They're very successful, but have never won a Super Bowl. So that's something to consider. Number three on my list, Philadelphia makes it again. It'd be Philadelphia and New England. Now, Philadelphia and New England, you could argue, has a very public draw to it with the fact that two major sports markets, but there's really no excitement across the board. Two public teams, too. You know, Tom Brady, you're going to put asses in the seats, but how many times can a casual fan watch New England play in the Super Bowl, especially in a game where I think everyone will be favoring New England and talking about New England? I mean, it'll be good runtime for flashbacks of the 2003 Super Bowl, maybe a little Fred X action, you know, but always and forever, fuck Freddie Mitchell. You know, 4th and 26, you never know. That could have been the Packers Super Bowl. 4th and 26, talk about a depressing divisional loss, Saints fans. 4th and 26 is as always etched in my brain. You can't, if you see a 4th and 26, you just get triggered. It's kind of like the inverse of getting a boner when you see certain things. It's like you just curl up in a ball and you just never want to live it again. So, and yeah, the Philly New England matchup I think would be fine, but there just isn't much there. There isn't that many storylines. It's just sort of a milquetoast Super Bowl, and I don't think that there is much to be fired up about. Just in general, I think that just the draw is nothing, but if it means the Vikings aren't there, then so be it. Fuck it. Then number two would be Jacksonville versus Minnesota. So Minnesota, Jacksonville gets the second spot, and it's the Minnesota angle. So like we said, if you weren't paying attention or you were working on something else, I don't want Minnesota anywhere near the Super Bowl. I want their paws to stay as far away from it. I want them just to look at it, just to see it in their own backyard and know that they were close, but they were not close enough. That said, if we're talking about storylines, anything involving Minnesota is the nuts. It would be a huge storyline. It has the huge casual fan interest. It is Chicago Cubs-like, but I would argue that it would be almost big. It wouldn't be bigger than the Cubs, okay? But it would have more, maybe even a bigger significance considering how rare that it is to host a Super Bowl and then to also play in the Super Bowl that you're hosting. On top of the fact you've never won a Super Bowl, there would be immense amount of pressure. There would be Jacksonville would probably be a heavy underdog, but there would be the whole nobody believes in us. I think Jacksonville has the swagger to match. Minnesota would be very tight to start that game. I mean, how could you not be? And there would be a extreme casual fan interest. And you talk about extreme casual fan interest, that goes to number one with New England and Minnesota. So that's the Super Bowl that NBC wants. That's the Super Bowl that NBC execs are talking about. That's the Super Bowl that everyone who wears a suit in that for the Peacock wants, because that is the premier Super Bowl. The reason being is, well, I mean, isn't it obvious? You know, you have Tom Brady, the evil empire, going up against the Minnesota Vikings, who we just listed out all the reasons about why casual fans, as puke-worthy as it sounds for Packer fans, would cheer for a team like that, because they have all of the makings of darling, and it sucks. I mean, that absolutely sucks, and that is not a great season, and that is just, I think, one of those things where you just sort of shake your head and you just move on from it and know that it will be a lot of pain if in fact the Minnesota Vikings end up in the Super Bowl. So like I said, tomorrow we will talk a lot more about the games, kind of do a more of a deeper dive and have some predictions and see, you know, if anything has changed on my perspective and if anything has changed overall. Real quickly, a couple other topics here, bringing a little more local. Giannis is an all-star. Giannis, not surprising to anyone that Giannis Antetokounmpo is an all-star. He almost finished tops and with LeBron. The more interesting thing is that Giannis was voted by more NBA players than LeBron James. So obviously Giannis has gained the respect of a lot of locker rooms across the NBA, and that's a great thing to see. And the Bucks really don't have cap space to court free agents, but in the future I think that's a huge bargaining chip, that Giannis is a guy that you can go into meetings with top level free agents and bring them in. So maybe, just maybe, John Horst might want to clear some room for a free agent. I might not hate it. And maybe that's something you think about with Jabari Parker. And that is, a Jabari Parker's restricted deal worth more than getting some free agent in the unrestricted market and just letting, you know, Jabari walk? I don't know if he can, actually. Well, I don't know how that works. If someone can enlighten me, I would love to know that. So if I guess you'd have to release him, and then it would be dead cap, but you'd probably just look to trade him, I guess, would be the idea. You'd do a sign and trade. Okay. So I answered my own question, I think. So yeah, if you signed an unrestricted free agent for Jabari's money, then I guess you would sign and then you would trade his rights right away, and whomever that team that would be trading for him would get the rights. Not a bad idea. I mean, the free agent market's not as massive as years past. I mean, the LeBron thing's there, but we all know he's not coming to Milwaukee. I mean, even if we want to have that pipe dream, I'm sure content creators will try to make that happen. But yes, yeah, I honestly, an all-star, we'll see what team he's on. The fact that the NBA isn't doing these live is an absolute joke, and the NBA knows why they're not doing it. You saw what happened with those fights a couple days ago. That's exactly why the NBA is not doing this. The NBA is not doing this because these are the most petty motherfuckers that exist in sports, that they could not handle the bruise to the ego, and everyone's trying to protect their asses, and this is a very 2018 move. You know, Adam Silver's making sure everybody gets their orange slice, and no one knows they're the last guy picked. Only LeBron and Steph Curry know. And so this, it's absolutely asinine, but it's the way that Adam Silver is trying to keep it from going in chaos and going haywire. And so we'll see if some media member tries to get it out of LeBron or Steph. I'm sure they are like sworn to secrecy. I'm sure Adam's like, don't you fucking tell a soul. I swear to God, just keep it to yourself. We cannot have this leak out. We do not want these players to just be even more petty than they are. How about, and also too, speaking of fights, how about, and this is going a little off kilter, but whatever, it's Friday podcast. You guys aren't doing work anyways. What's up with MCW trying to fight Tim Frazier? MCW got all tough, puffed out his chest. Who the fuck are you, MCW? What do you think you're doing, bud? Just talk about a fake tough guy. Maybe this is something we can start. Why don't we'll start it this week? Fake tough guy award every week. So now going forward on Fridays, we're gonna give away a fake tough guy. This fake tough guy could be in. I have two fake tough guys actually. So it could be in local pop culture, could be in sports, could be in media, could be who knows. One of my friends maybe. Fake tough guy of the week. This week is MCW for the reasons mentioned. The other one is for the Snack Boys, the new restaurant that's going up in the AP, the all-purpose kitchen down in Walker's Point. I don't know if you guys saw this, but oh my God, maybe the most try-hard hipster bullshit I've seen in a long time. And the guys who are doing it are well-renowned in the area, and I get that. But everything about that place screams we're trying way too hard to be fucking cool. So I'll check it out maybe just to see what it's like, to see what the hype's about. But just absolute douchebags. The entire thing just reeks of douche. So congrats on that. Congrats for ruining a great place and turning it into your cesspool. So yeah. So fake. See, that's how Daily Tap goes. We've just created segments. Fake tough guy of the week. We're gonna have to do that every week now, and we'll see. Maybe it has legs. Maybe it doesn't. All right, let's get you ready for the weekend, as we're accustomed to do with the Snow Tap Viewer Guide. You obviously know the NFL's on, and that's Sunday. You only got a few weeks left. You got 2 weeks total. Pro Bowl doesn't count. So 2 o'clock, 5:30, strap on in for that. Locally, Bucks play the Sixers on Saturday night at 6:30. Interesting game. A lot of Bucks fans are down on this team right now. And a lot of people think Joel Embiid's going to have a huge game. We'll talk about it on Sunday. Just that'll probably be most of our daily tap, since we'll stay away from football. But we'll talk more about the Bucks Sixers and anything from college basketball worth talking about. Speaking of which, the Badgers are in action against Illinois tonight. And Illinois is 0-6, but they could easily be 3-3. Tough game for the Badgers. I'm squatting on a Greg Gard take that I may or may not bring out tomorrow, depending on the result. I will still talk about it, but I have a hot take about Greg Gard. Not saying he's going to get fired or anything. I just think that there is a fundamental thing wrong with this team, and I want, even as a humanitarian, even though I'm not a Badger fan, I want to fix the Badgers. I think that there's a thing you could do to fix the Badgers, but it's just a little tease. We'll just tease you. I'll just show you a little bit of my boob. Not like a lot, just no nipple. Now don't get weird on me. Just a little bit of boob. So, okay. College basketball, full swing. CBS has a triple header going. I mean, you got all sorts of stuff. So, best game for me the weekend, granted I'm homer, but Xavier at Seton Hall should be a very good game, very physical, very exciting. Florida-Kentucky, how's Florida not ranked, being 5-1 in the SEC? I think the SEC is pretty good this year, right? I know Florida at one point was number 5 in the nation. They're a good team. They're a team I'm probably going to take too far in the tournament. West Virginia hosts Texas. Texas has had a decent year. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. You got to keep some Big Ten, Big 12 in your viewer guide, because it is that damn good every week out. And any chance you get Trae Young, worst game of the year, how is he responding? Oklahoma State, obviously a rival. You also get Saturday afternoon NBA. What is this? Thunder Cavs, 2:30 on ABC. So And golf's going on too, Career Builder Challenge. So you have everything. There's no reason to leave your house this weekend. And Warriors Rockets then are the nightcap. So work that in with Bucks and Sixers. It sounds like a pretty good sports weekend. That's, you never sleep on January for sports. And I've said that a couple times now. And when we get into the doldrums of February and I have to just start talking about God knows what, we'll remember this fondly. So, okay, Tappers, well, let's head out. Have a good Friday. Stay out of trouble this weekend. Maybe I'll see you guys out on Saturday if you are in the Milwaukee area. You never know. So take care. Have a good one. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Subscribe on iTunes. And do the damn thing. So we'll talk again Saturday when we'll break down the Eagles-Vikings as well as Jaguars-Patriots. So we'll get a little nerdy with our football. Not like too nerdy, but just enough where we can actually have some real conversations about the games and give some predictions. So take care. Have a good rest of your Friday. See you.